321, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Another radio station got caught. This time it's a radio station out in Milwaukee. Remember that situation? There were two talk show hosts, one in Philadelphia, one in Milwaukee. And the lady in Philadelphia says, oh, yeah, I got the questions from the White House. I asked the questions they asked, I don't know if they told her to ask, they asked her to ask, whatever it was. They gave her the questions, and she went along, and she did what she did. I guess she just read the questions to Joe Biden, and he answered them the best that he could. Could he have done gooder? Maybe. I don't know. And now she's out of a job, or at least she's out of that job. I don't know how real a job it was. I have no idea. But the guy out in Milwaukee, who I believe was on the same television news chat, that station apparently, because they pre-recorded it, and that, by the way, is not unusual. That happens all the time. All the time. Somebody says, hey, the President of the United States is going to talk to you, but he can't do it at exactly, say, 3:13 in the afternoon. You're going to need to do it earlier in the day, which is fine. Or we're going to have to do it later in the day. Nobody has a problem with it being pre-recorded. Just so you know, that is not the least bit unusual. What is bizarre is that the White House called that radio station and said, hey, we would really like you to edit out two things that Joe Biden said. Wow. Now that is unusual. What were those things? Well, Joe Biden, the panderer in chief, said, I have more blacks in my administration than any other president or all presidents combined, and in many positions, major positions, cabinet positions. It's not exactly the smoothest phrase, and again, it's pandering. He's appearing with a black host on what is considered to be a black station, airing primarily amongst the black community. So he's going to do some pandering. That's, he's very good at that. But the White House said, boy, oh boy, does that make you sound, well, like you. So let's see if the radio station will take it out. And they did. This host apparently also asked the questions that were provided by the White House, but this station didn't seem to have a problem with that. And then later on, looks like it was probably about a 20-minute-plus conversation, which when you're talking to the President of the United States, even if it is Joe Biden, that's a good chunk of time. And they took something out that they didn't like, Donald Trump's call for the death penalty for some folks in New York. Here's what's interesting, is that the company that owns that station, and I've never heard of them, it might be a standalone, but the company that owns that station said, we're sorry about this. This should not have happened. And I would agree with you, it should not have happened. When you do one of these pre-recorded interviews, a couple of things happen sometimes. You may have a little chit-chat with the person you're going to be recording. And that chit-chat is generally just that, hey, how's it going, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Did you see this? Did you see that? Oh, nice to talk to you. Who are you again? Whatever it is. That sort of stuff absolutely positively can get chopped off, and you have not missed a thing. But when you're asking questions of the President of the United States, and in fact, you are asking the President questions provided by the White House, crazy, right? Now, this is the reason that I have been the best afternoon radio show here in Central Virginia for, a long time, but officially for the last 4 years. I'd like to make it 5 years. Would you do me a favor? Text the number 980. Text that over to 804-375-5011. That is the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition. Please, right now, you can do it. Text 980, unless you're driving. 980 is what you'll text. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. It is 326 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Yes, we've got some very, very, very serious sort of rain. We got a lot of it last night. It's been continuing sort of in spurts throughout the day. And from the sounds of it, we got some more very heavy rain that's going to be moving in. And, well, let me just take a quick look. Yeah, kind of staying with us for the most part through tomorrow as well. All right, so I just want you to be aware of that. May or may not impact some of your plans. I have gotten started on that reading assignment that Professor Bratt gave me a couple of weeks back, the book by R.R. Reno, The Return of the Strong Gods, and it's a fascinating read so far. Oh my gosh, it is. Well, I'll give you a full report when I finish it, but goodness gracious, what a book and what insights this gentleman has. Dr. Dave Bratt joins us every Friday afternoon. Dave is the Senior Vice President out at Liberty University. Now he joins us. None of this is on behalf of Liberty University. Let me just be very clear. It's all Dave's opinions, his thoughts that have been gleaned through a lifetime spent helping and teaching and somebody who actually knows what all those numbers mean when we talk about economics. Dave, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no, great to be on, Jeff. Thank you.
I have to ask, with this Return of the Strong Gods, the R.R. Reno book that you suggested a couple of weeks back, please tell me at the end of it there's this happy ending where the sun comes out and shines again.
Well, there is. It's when the American people grow a firmer backbone. And it's a fascinating read. It's hard to do it justice, you know, in 30-second soundbite.
Yeah.
But I always ask everybody, you know, who are these globalists and the elites and the whatever, and the usual names, you know, Davos and the defense establishment and China and the billionaire class and Wall Street and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And those are pretty well accepted now, right? They used to be considered off on the fringe, and now they average American. And if you want the domestic piece of it, just go Tucker Carlson's interview of Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z.
Yeah,
and this is economics, right? So when I'm talking here, this really is the guts of economics, because you cannot have free markets when you don't have freedom.
Right.
And so Benz is the world expert on internet freedom, and so he shows. And please go listen to it, because he's going to do a way better job than I do on this podcast. But the linkages between the State Department, the CIA, the DOD. Forcing big tech to do their bidding to censor all of us. They censored over 100 million hits.
Right.
They did it through DHS, Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
They changed the law so that tweets are counted now as cyber attacks.
Jeez.
And this is all true. And I was in Congress when we passed that law. No one knows any of this. And so, you know, this has huge implications for how we run a country, and they redefined in law, under CISI, another, you know, government agency, they define democracy as not a vote of the people, but as an institutional process, meaning the media and the government. And so they redefined anyone who attacks an election or questions mail-in ballots or any of this.
Mm-hmm.
They got censored. They got kicked off of social media. And even if the media was defined as critical infrastructure. So if you critique the media, you could go to jail for real. And it did happen. And so most people don't know any of this. And then Return of the Strong Gods is just that book kind of on a higher metaphysical plane. The left, you know, beginning with Marx in 1850, et cetera.
Yeah.
Who is a materialist, right? Just.
Yeah.
All that exists is a bunch of molecules popping into each other. There is no reality of higher ideals like justice and love and human rights. Those are made up by the elites to manipulate you and to lead you into their game so that they can make billions of dollars. And the capitalists do this, and they're the bad guys.
Right.
But what the left doesn't get is you just got rid of human rights and love. And all higher ideals, right? Particularly God, right?
Yes.
No way. Yes,
that's right.
And so that's what that book is about in a nutshell. And so the Davos crew, they're pretty forward, right?
Yep.
You should just be content with your wife and a loaf of bread.
That's
sitting
right.
There. And any higher aspirations you have to love God or your country or your family,
yeah,
those are aspirational. You have no sense dabbling in those matters. And we don't want you dabbling in those matters. And so that's, if you don't think that's about economics, right,
that's
what we have to examine, these core ideas, if you want to maintain the United States of America.
Well, Dave, let me ask you about those who, and this is a weird phrase, and most of us really don't understand or didn't understand. You smartened up a lot of people. Our Reno is definitely providing lessons in this book, but, quote, open society, right? I mean, hear that. Most of us hear that and go, well, yes, of course. So open.
Yep.
We're open to ideas. We're open to thoughts. We're open to relationships. We're open to worshiping God freely.
Yep.
But it is exactly the opposite.
Yeah. No, it's stunning. In that book, Return of the Strong God, also, guess who showed up in there compatible with this system of abstracting from higher ideals? My hero, Milton Friedman, not as a bad guy, but just compatible, because Friedman just did, you know, positive economics.
Right.
And the other guy that made it in is Hayek. And Hayek was the Austrian economist, and he believed in a spontaneous order, so no God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything could be explained kind of on an anthropological, you know, human level.
Yeah.
And so that's the shocking, the open society is not open to higher ideals like that. All of the things you love, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out the open society is closed to Russian culture, China culture, loving your nation, Christianity, Judaism, Islam.
Yep.
And the problem with their openness is they're closed to the 7 billion people on the planet who live out religious lives.
That's right.
Right? And the one, they've got to get rid of the nation state, and in particular the Judeo-Christian ethos, which has protected minority rights of every stripe.
That's
the one thing we cannot negotiate on. Right? We're open to everything, but we're not open to the idea that people are not made in the image of God. They are.
That's right.
And if people are made in the image of God, you've got to protect every individual, and you've got to offer them free conscience, free speech, free religion. And that's what we've been great at. That is now under attack. They do not want you to have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of thought.
Right. Now, you got to explain this to me, though, Dave. I'm coming to you. You are so much smarter than every single one of us who's sitting here right now. I mean, you just are. So what's the reward for those who are in favor of what they term the open society? Those who are doing their best to minimize each of us, make us just sort of cogs in their machine. Do they not have a view of the greater? Are they all hardcore atheists? Are they all about, hey, I'm going to accumulate as many pieces of paper or shiny things while I'm here, and I'm going to be libertine in my personal activities because there's no accountability? Is that how they live?
Yeah, well, you just look at the number of folks who are attracted to socialism, communism. Hitler was national socialism.
Right.
Fascism was the combination of big government and big corporations, by the way.
Yep.
Something I'm totally opposed to, right? These big corporations are runaway.
Yep.
But yeah, this project wants all power at the top in a handful of elites. And it appears, if you listen to that Ben's interview, they're well underway in getting there, right? When you define the media, right, who is owned and operated in cutouts, right? The Atlantic Institute, the Aspen Institute, the Atlantic Council, rather. These are cutouts of the CIA and U.S. State Department. And they all run through the New York Times and Washington Post, and they all have their CIA links. And this is all documented. This is footnoted, right?
That's
this is not my idea.
That's right.
And so they're well underway in accumulating massive power, which is what, you know, it's compatible with economics, max happiness.
Right.
Right? And that's a secular worldview. Well, Hitler maximized happiness, and Mother Teresa maximized happiness. But one is evil and one is morally good.
That's right.
That's what's missing from those two different people who are maximizing their happiness as they see it.
Yes.
And the secular world just says, fine, just go do whatever you want. That it doesn't work out too good for countries that operate that way. They will collapse. And we're weakening, right? You can see it across the board.
Yeah.
My staggering stat for this month is that if you go Google the Chicago school district, only 12% of their poor kids are reading at grade level in third grade.
God.
Right? And that's true across the board, all the major cities, right?
Oh.
You go Google New York, Chicago, but that one I just happened on. I was just Googling all stuff, trying to get the latest facts in my head.
Right.
12% of the kids, where are the liberals screaming about this?
Wow.
And then when it comes to canceling people, where's the ACLU?
Yes.
And all the old liberal groups who I used to like?
Yeah.
Where are they on these liberty issues?
Yeah.
We got people in jail now, right? Peter Navarro, economist, in jail. Bannon in jail. Trump was going to jail July 12th.
They
just delayed it as a political calculation on the left. They could have put him in.
That's right.
That judge can put him in anytime they want. They can put him in now.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it because they know, oh, boy, that would be a biggie. But the idea that all these folks are being put into jail, I mean, it's a new day in America.
It is. It is. It is. You and I are the same age. And so I know that each of us has heard over and over and over and over again, this is the most important election of all time, right?
Right.
How many times have we heard that? But I don't know about you, Dave. I'm sitting there with that Reno book and I'm thinking, dang, this really is the most important election of my lifetime.
Yeah, no, it's do or die for the Bill of Rights, right? For the kind of the centerpiece of the American Constitution is freedom,
right?
And it's really encapsulated in the first one, in freedom of speech.
That's right.
Right, and freedom of speech implies freedom of religion and from persecution and speaking in groups or whatever. But that is the key. And just look as evidence, right? So this isn't just some liberal arts colloquium here. Go look at the Fortune 500 leaders and see what they're saying. They won't say a word about any of this.
Yeah.
They won't defend the First Amendment in public because they're scared stiff of losing market share.
Yeah.
And so when the CEOs, the richest, most powerful guys in the world, can't say something, that proves there's something above them that's more powerful, folks. And you better find out what that is quick.
Exactly. Exactly. Dave, I always am grateful to you for making time for us. I on a personal basis, thank you for the recommendation of the book, Return of the Strong Gods. I'm going to make sure that as many people that I know about get to take a look at it, because it's an eye-opener. There's no other way to describe it. It is an eye-opening, and I think it's a vital read.
Yep, I do too. It's kind of the same puzzle pieces people know, but put together in a new way, and you go at the end, you go, wow.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't do the wow part. I did the uh-oh part, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, either one is is appropriate. Dave Brett, Dr. Dave Brett, he is the senior vice president over there at Liberty University, and shares his thoughts. They're not on behalf of Liberty University, but his thoughts glean from truly a lifetime of education and achievement and accomplishment and sharing. Dave, you're a good man, and I always appreciate you being here. Have a blessed weekend, brother.
Yay. Thank you, Brother Jeff. And the next book we'll discuss is Eric Metaxas' Letter to the Church.
Oh,
Letter to the American Church. You'll like that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Next up.
Thank you.
Good.
Dave Brett. Good guy. Good guy. In fact, don't I have that germ? We had Eric Metaxas on the program a few weeks back. You remember? It's got to be a couple of months now. All right. Letter to the American Church. I'm putting that down. Technically speaking, so that you know, when you get your little radio talk show, like I have one now, this is called vamping. This is where you are delaying something you are supposed to do because you are doing something that you have determined, probably inappropriately, is more important. So for me, I was just writing down Eric Metaxas, Letter to the American Church. I think I have that already, but I know we've had Eric Metaxas on. Germ, that'd be a good guy to get back on the show because he's now got a nice Central Virginia connection. Somebody else who's coming on the show we haven't had in a couple of months ago. Exactly. Brad Thor. We haven't had Brad on forever. And that's probably because Brad was busy writing yet another bestseller. And that actually drops officially August the 1st. And so he's going to be with us August the 1st. How cool is that? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Stan Andruski, host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, is going to be here in just a couple of moments, 4:33. I do remind you to vote for me for Best Afternoon Radio Show. You text the number 980. You text that to 375-5011. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. And you should also be voting for John Reed, who does our morning show. His text number is 629. I'm trying to help everybody out. I will this weekend, just because so many people have asked, I will put together on social media. You look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, as well as Jeff Katz Show over on X. We don't have the there. I don't know why not. I have to get with my social media director, PJ Morrissey, to rectify that. But that's where you go, and to follow me there. And I'm going to give you all of my suggestions. I got a lot of people who have made it through to the finals this year. I'm so proud of them, so happy for them. The father figure. Great, great event from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, A Night for Scott, always a great opportunity in that one. The Friendship Circle makes it to the finals as Best Nonprofit. Dr. Joe Niamtu, Joe and April are dear friends. They're such amazing people. You just don't even have a clue how wonderful the two of them are. What they have done for members of our special needs community, helping people who have disabilities, helping their families, giving. It's just absolutely off the charts. But Joe, not surprisingly, again this year in the finals for Best Cosmetic Surgery. Jake's Place, God bless him. Not one, but two final categories. Best Kept Secret in Central Virginia is a part of me that says, I don't want to tell anybody. Jake's Place is my place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. But, hey, you should vote for him. As well as Best Overall Restaurant. Yep. And who else? Oh, Certified Auto Repair. Well, yeah, not a shock there. Once again, a finalist for Best Auto Repair Facility. So I don't want to go on and on right here because I do have so many people and I'm going to leave somebody out. Oh, Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for Best Farmer's Market. See, and then it's just going to be a list and nobody wants to hear that. So I will put it up on social media, I promise you. In the meantime, if you show up on time, apparently you are a racist. I didn't even know how to tell you this. Duke Medical School. Which, at least as far as I knew, was actually a good medical school. It wasn't some medical school that you mailed away $20 and they sent you a diploma that said, congratulations, spelled with a K, that you are a medical doctor. No, this is a real medical school. White coats, the whole Megillah, you know, those listening things and those light up things. The things. They've got them at Duke Medical School. They claim that white supremacy culture expects you to be on time. No, just common courtesy and decency expect you to be on time. It's nonsense. Wow. Its goal is to, quote, catalyze anti-racist practice through education. Dismantling racism and advancing equity, diversity, and inclusion in the School of Medicine. Well, if you're going to advance equity, then doesn't that mean everybody gets into your medical school? I should be in your medical school then. And you shouldn't hold me to account for anything. You shouldn't say, well, hey, Jeff, you don't have an undergraduate degree in biology. Shouldn't matter. No, this is all about equity. Of course I'm qualified to go to your medical school. Why? Because I can show up. I took 1 year of biology. It was a 4-credit course. You know, I had a lab associated with it. I got an A. Well, I didn't do anything after that because I didn't have to. But I got it. So shouldn't I be admitted to your medical school in the advancement of equity? I would think so. Yeah. And I would show up on time. No. Showing up on time, that's a racist idea. I don't know anybody who thinks that's a racist idea. And in fact, I must tell you that my lovely bride and her family, you know, not our family, but the family from which she comes, they couldn't be on time if there was a timer attached to a bomb. They still wouldn't be there on time. Me? My family, my background, my father's belief was if you were not 15 minutes early, then you were late. We were always on time. Only time that I was late for something, and it really, really mattered, my first date with Heidi. I kid you not, our first date, I wound up being late. And she waited. God bless her. I mean, she had every right in the world to just get up and leave. And she didn't. And I think that's because she had already fallen for me. I mean, she had known me a matter of minutes. How could you not already decide you want to have babies with me and live a life of luxury? Right? So this is back in the olden days, really, before cell phones were as omnipresent as they are today. So it was not an easy thing. And in addition to, it was not before television's germ, please. And I had a brand new Tyrannosaurus that I would, no. I actually had a sports car. I had a Mazda MX-6 with a stick shift. And I was driving that, and it's a long time ago. It's a long time ago. So I was driving that, and I had a cigarette hanging out of my mouth, and I had to shift, and I think there were weather issues, but I'm not entirely sure. And I was checking my hair, and you know what I mean? All my hands were busy. But she waited. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she waited. And then after that, I don't think I've been on time for anything now that we've been married for like 105. No, it'll be 106 years. That's true. In August, 106 years. So you can't tell me that is racist. It's absurd, though, isn't it? I mean, talk about excuses. Wow. Jeremy says, and I'm just going to read, he says, you are on time for the show and oftentimes on time for your commercial breaks. Thank you. Well, I mean, listen, Jeremy, it could be worse. And you know that, and I know that. You know, in the morning, John's morning show doesn't actually finish, as I understand, until what? 10:15 by the time you count. Anyway, so I want you to take a listen to something. Jen Psaki. You remember her. Jen Psaki was the Minister of Propaganda, Little Red Lying Hood. She was on one of these late night talk shows. And just like our goodest president ever, Joe Biden, I don't stay up as late as I used to. But she was on there talking about Biden. Take a listen to cut number one.
So what people should understand is there's a lot of advisors who may be telling him, here's what you should be doing. You should be out there more. You should be doing more events. You should be engaging with people. He's clearly not doing that. That's one of the reasons why it's such a high-stakes press conference, which everybody keeps using that phrase, as you said, because the pressure is on it. They haven't seen him a lot. At the same time, it's also your job when you're advising a president to bring out their magic. I know that's a weird way of saying it, but President Biden's magic is not necessarily press conferences, I think it's safe to say. It's not even really necessarily interviews. It's his interactions with people. He's incredibly empathetic. He cares about, he loves to hold babies. He legitimately loves them. He likes to travel with members of Congress, said no one ever except for Joe Biden. So that you're not seeing. And because you're not seeing and the public is not seeing him and the magic of Joe Biden, you're relying on how is he going to answer the ninth question about his mental acuity at a press conference. And in that sense, the strategy is not going well. Oh, can I say one more thing about the strategy? Is that nobody knows the path forward. And members of Congress and people who are rooting for him want to know, how do you win this race? How do you defeat Donald Trump? People just want a little something to go with and they don't have it.
It's interesting you say that because, of course, one of the things about Donald Trump is, you know, he speaks all the time that you sort of forget how crazy he sounds. that if Donald Trump, what Donald Trump did yesterday, he was the only time we've seen him in the last 2 months, you'd be like, what the is wrong with that guy?
It would be like, what the wrong with that
he
guy?
He just floods the zone. Yeah. And so I think one of the things working against President Biden is because we see him, you know, less, you just put so much more into what you're seeing.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Gotcha. All right. Unnamed late night talking guy and little red lying hood. All right. I'll make notes of that. My concern with all of that, just so you're very clear, is I don't want to get in the way of their train wreck. They're doing this. And you should understand just how brutal and callous and uncaring each of these folks actually are. See what they're doing to a guy they've known for 50 years. They are slicing and dicing. All they care about is power. They don't care about human beings. They don't care about their so-called friends. They sure as hell don't care about us. Let that sink in, my friends. You let that sink in. You're seeing exactly who and what these people are. Vicious backstabbers. Determined to clutch power at all costs. Period. End of story. All right. Hey, I got this big event coming up for the Friendship Circle, which, by the way, finalist for the best nonprofit in Central Virginia. And you should give them a vote, by the way. You really should. No, you really, really, really should. But they are doing a lovely fundraising event, and it is all around Julia, which is super cool. I deliver four different keynote speeches when I go out and speak professionally. You cannot be everything to everybody. And if you just say, oh, I got a speech for that, then nobody wants you because it's just not true. I've got four that I deliver. The favorite one is really the one I call the Quest for Cookies. It's all about Julia figuring out a way to get out of this nice, secure bedroom we had. Well, it's not even a bedroom, but a secure area and making her way to the kitchen, blah, 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 blah. It's a good evening, though. And so I'm going to deliver that speech on behalf of the Friendship Circle as a fundraiser for them. I'm not charging them anything. I'm donating my time, donating the speech. But you need to get your tickets. And if you will go to FriendshipCircleVA.org, you can find the ticket details there. I would love to have you join us. FriendshipCircleVA.org. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. FOR 21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, the Pie Safe Baking Company. That's my choice for best bakery in the Richmond Times-Dispatch best of competition. All right, Bobby from Midlothian says, hey, Jeff, I've heard from a very reliable source who thinks that Sarah Palin gets the nod for vice president. Okay. I am occasionally reminded that marijuana has fundamentally been, you know, decriminalized in our Commonwealth, it seems. It's still a federal crime. But, hey, Jeff, W2TH, what the hockey sticks? Who gave him the list? Does this mean the White House and certain members of the press corps have agreed on certain questions? Yes! It's exactly what it means. Imagine if Donald Trump were to be coddled like this. Uh-huh. Harold in Short Pump says, hey, Jeff, I'd like to know why no one calls out President Biden when he says they gave me a list with some names to call on. Well, I am doing my best to call them out. I do my best every single solitary day. Sometimes it works better than others. Let me give you an example of our dear leader and how effective he is. Cut number six.
Mr. President, your political future has hung over the NATO summit a little bit this week. Speaker Pelosi made a point of suggesting that your decision on whether to stay in the race was still open. George Clooney and a handful of lawmakers have called on you to step aside. Reuters is reporting tonight that UAW leadership is concerned about your ability to win.
UAW just endorsed me, but go ahead.
Thank you. My question for you is, how are you incorporating these developments into your decision to stay? And separately, what concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
Yeah. Do you need any, hear anything else? First and foremost, I don't believe Donald Trump would be anybody's vice president. For Joe Biden, it is an example of how terrible his judgment is in the first place. Please remember this about our not ready for primetime vice president, Kamala Harris. She sort of kind of ran for president for a couple of weeks, pointed out over and over and over and over again what a racist bigot Joe Biden was. And then before a single primary, before a single caucus was held, she dropped out of the race. And then all of a sudden, she's running for vice president with the guy she claimed was, in fact, a terrible racist bigot. That should tell you everything you need to know about these two fine, upstanding folks. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .434, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Don't take it the wrong way, but I don't give a crap what the president of Finland has to say about anything. I honestly, unless he's talking about, well, visiting Finland. Hey, come spend a week in Helsinki. That I don't care. I'm not interested in any of his opinions, even if they're good opinions. Not the least bit interested. So the weather stinks right about now, unless you are shrubbery, in which case you are loving this. You are soaking up every single drop of rain. And what it says here, and what I will continue to share with you, is that there will be continued heavy downpours and thunderstorms and all the rest of this from now right through tomorrow. Now, there are a lot of good outdoor activities, right? Is today the first day of the Tomato Festival up here in Hanover? It might be. I don't know if it's taking place or not. So I would suggest to you that you check before you head anywhere. Jamie Johnson is supposed to be playing in Doswell tonight, Meadow Event Park, part of the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. My buddy Matt Krieger does that. Great shows. And then tomorrow they got rained out at the Chesterfield After Hours. The rain the show, not rain the substance. But all of that being said, I would just suggest to you that you contact folks before you head out, because there's going to be stuff that gets canceled. I know Hanover Vegetable Farm, as an example, canceled their events for today. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio show anywhere, will be right here on this little radio station, News Radio WRBA. During the week, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is found over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, which, once again this year, a finalist for Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of Richmond competition from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And all of this is happening today, a Friday. Yeah, we did make it. Sell five fives all the way around. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz.
Aww.
Man, what a privilege to talk to you and to be nominated again. This is our third year.
Okay.
In the top five, we were the number one independent, I think, in the first year.
Uh-huh.
So just want to encourage Central Virginia, if you like what Jeff and I try to do every Saturday, that's brought to you mainly by Certified Auto Repair and you guys trusting us to do all of your work. And so being number one independent at that time, and I think we were in the top five again last year, second or third.
Yep.
And it's amazing. And so the reason we want to do these shows every week is to give back to the community and help you guys out. So if you want to and you ever feel so much as just maybe you're bored, it's raining out, hey, we could take a vote if you've been there before, if you like what we talk about, if you like even on the show what we do. It's all linked to Certified. So, again, a privilege, 8,600 other shops in Central Virginia to even be in the top five. Wow. To me says that we're making a difference in service and vehicles better than ever before, making it easy to understand. So super, super excited.
Well, and well, you should be. But this, it's a testament to what you do at Certified Auto Repair. I think in many ways it's a testament to Megan's ideas about prioritizing repairs, right? That makes you very, very different.
Yeah, we want to fix it right the first time. We want to have a priority for the customer so they know. We really don't want any of our returning customers to have any surprises on their annual inspections. One of the most stressful times for anyone is when they go in for a state inspection. And believe me when I tell you guys, they are required, y'all. Yep. We don't take care of our cars in Central Virginia. And we're not alone. Half the country doesn't. So good thing we're doing it. It keeps cars from drifting off across the highway and coming to your lane and all kinds of other bad things. But I will say the priority systems really help because we're able to give you guys, you know, we'll look at, obviously, whatever comes in full, we'll take care of that. And we do a courtesy digital vehicle inspection. We've been doing them for almost 4 years now. Mm-hmm. Other people are trying to get on board, so it's a better for the entire automotive community and everybody who brings their cars in. But the priority system is just something we came up with where we said, hey, this is what it came in for. This is anything safety-related or anything you should address today. This is what it would cost you to do it. This is why you should do it. And then these other things, this maintenance is coming up. This is a priority, too. Maybe you're a little past your maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to help you budget. And then, you know, within the next 6 months or a year, maybe you might need brakes or you might need tires and you just need to start budgeting. And so people don't have that with their vehicles. Sometimes we have it with our doctors and if we need medicine, you know, we have checkups, we do our physicals that we're supposed to be, but nobody really has that. So that's the one thing my wife, Megan, wanted to do. I agreed and reluctantly at first because I was like, that's just a lot of work. It's going to confuse people. But the truth is it's made it much easier.
Yep.
And I'll admit, look, I don't mind being wrong with my wife. I mean, I'm used to that. So, yeah, it's a very awesome system. We're very proud to be able to come and have others get on board with it.
Yeah.
It's just even another honor. You know, who are we? Except I just want to be honest, fair, and ethical with every single time your car comes in there. And I want to get rid of some of the uncertainty of when you walk in there. I don't want women feeling like they're being taken advantage. Or if you don't know a lot about cars, we want to change that entire element of the auto repair industry, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and I think you're doing a great job. And then, of course, on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski, you definitely provide all sorts of information to people, answering questions and giving some great advice. And you know, we don't necessarily focus on our cars in terms of the weather changes. Some of it's very obvious. Look, it's pouring buckets today. It's going to be raining for the next 20 hours. You got to beware of puddles and slippery spots. But last week, when it was 105, 106 degrees, we had people who, as an example, their batteries were dying, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody that happened to?
No, not at all. Don't know a single solitary person.
Me and you, or I should say Megan and Heidi, both of them had bad batteries within warranty period. I had a Lexus battery, and I think you had another battery as well, and they should have been under warranty, I believe. But
yeah,
the weather just absolutely wreaks havoc. And the thing I want people to know when I go out there and drive this afternoon, and the same reason, you know, look, this is the beginning. 4 years ago, we would have been on our first show. So this is our anniversary week for starting the show. And we haven't been able to go live for a couple of weeks. So you guys have had a couple of reruns, and we're sorry for that. We try to make the best of them, and it happens. But we'll be back live tomorrow. But don't forget, roadways are always the most slick the first 20 hours or so of rain.
Yep.
And so you're like, well, it don't always rain for 20 hours. I agree, which means until they dry, unless you have a week or so, they actually start to get kind of better where all the oils and everything wash away. But the first few hours immediately, just remember, you're not going to be able to stop as quick. Just everybody slow down a little bit and you'll be fine. And then as far as the heat goes, I said this on the show not too long ago, get you a nice windshield sun blocker. I think a couple of them make a sun blocker and a heat attractor where the sun in the summertime, it's black on one side, reflective on the other. It'll actually serve two purposes in the wintertime. It'll keep the car a little warmer. In the summertime, it'll keep it much cooler. And that'll really keep the engine compartment and every other part of the vehicle cooler by leaps and bounds.
Okay. Excellent. So that's, I mean, that's an easy one, right? We can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
You can get it on Amazon or pop into any auto repair shop. They literally have them everywhere. You cannot help but get yourself one of those.
Yeah, makes a big difference. And, you know, that's the big thing. We talk about that. Obviously, we go into maintenance. The last few weeks before the last couple that we had to miss, we went really into a lot of technical calls with people. We'll have the text line open. You probably have it open now for them.
Yep.
So if you have any questions about car repair, any noises, I mean, I think you and I fixed one on the air a few weeks ago where he had a noise going down the road and we actually fixed it. So we love doing that for you guys. It's not always possible, but I can definitely point you in the right direction. I've got, look, I think I'm approaching 35 years now of professional experience. And before that, I was tinkering with cars literally out of my diapers. So you got a lot of known knowledge here. We have a very good crew at the shop that we continue to learn with every single day, all master technicians. So we're here for you in the morning. Any car questions about, you know, if I change my transmission fluid, is it going to make the transmission go bad? You know, no, it's not. These types of questions that have been out wives' tales for a long time. My owner's manual says I need to go 10,000 miles on an oil change. Should I? No, you shouldn't. And we can explain why, right? So we're here for you starting tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yep. Well, I am looking forward to it. I am always looking forward to it. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Stan, I appreciate you joining us this afternoon. We will talk all about cars of every single sort tomorrow. Any issue, any car question, Stan Andruski is my go-to guy. I guarantee you he's got the answer. Stan, have a very safe evening because I want to see you in the morning, all right?
Yes, sir. See you in the morning with some nice Dunkin' iced coffees. Take care, Jeff.
Sounds good. That is Stan Andruski. He's my brother from another mother. He really is. I love Stan, and I love what he has accomplished through the years. Why do I hang out, and why do I consider Stan such a dear friend? As I told you, I actually demoted him to family, but I got to know Stan just about when I arrived in Central Virginia, so it's a long time ago, and you've got to have certain things when you move to a new location, don't you? Right? You need a doctor. You need an honest mechanic. It's probably more difficult to find what you consider to be an honest auto mechanic than it is to find a good doctor. Although I've shopped around on that. Now I have the best in both. I've got Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical down in Midlothian. Best doctor anywhere on the planet. And I've got Stan Andruski and the team at Certified Auto Repair. Best auto techs anywhere in the world. But I've known Stan and trusted Stan. And this is the thing. You're trusting people with the lives of your family. So you really do need to know what the heck is going on with your car. So that's why we do the little show Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski. I have suggested, by the way, to the Richmond Times-Dispatch that they create a new category in their Best of Richmond competition. I think they should have a weekend radio show category. Because there are some great shows on the weekends. There are some great shows. You obviously have in the garage with Stan Andruski, a wonderful, wonderful show. Most trusted puppet in media, Sam Newsman does a weekend radio show. So I think they should have that. Anyway, in the meantime, you have an obligation because you love what I do or you like what I do. Okay, fine. You tolerate what I do because you're just not inspired enough to change the station. Either way, I appreciate it, but I need you to help me. I need you to text the number 980 over to this number, 804-375-5011. 980 is what you text to 804-375-5011. You vote for The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show, okay? 980, text that number to 804-375-5011. You can also vote online. Absolutely you can. In fact, you can vote once each day by text and once each day online. Until July the 28th. And if you want to vote online as well, and you should, tinyurl.com/votejeff24. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Don't forget, coming up at 5:35-ish, I've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. He and the group are coming on August the 31st to Meadow Event Park in Doswell, part of the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. Matt Krieger and the gang. Should be a great time. Heidi and I are going to do it. We're going to roll out some of this disco clothing that we got for our France adventure. But again, 5:35-ish, I'll give you the chance to win those tickets. I wish you the best of luck. I do not own Boogie shoes, although I do have shoes in which I, well, no, okay, never mind. Let me share with you a couple of quick, and I would rather say right on targets. Texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond. Text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Phil from Goochland. I grew up on Click and Clack, so thank you and Stan for carrying that torch. Thank you. It is such an honor when somebody says that. Stan and I both grew up on Click and Clack. And for anyone at any point to compare us to those two great guys, man, that I will pass that on to Stan, I promise you. 804 says, hey, I own a black 96 Honda. Everything that Stan said is absolutely true. They'll remember me. All right. Jeff, did you hear Joe Biden break wind during that news conference? Okay. I thought perhaps I was the only one. Well, Heidi and I were sitting at our bar last night. We have this bar, and we had happy hour, and the whole thing was we were going to watch Joe Biden. It kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. So we're sitting there watching television, watching him, listening to him. We've got both of the puppies near us, and I did one of those, hey, was that you? And she looked at me like, and both of the dogs had got their paws crossed going, hey, 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 not us, not us, not us. All right, so it was Joe Biden who did that. I thought it was, yeah. All right, you got a chance here to text 980 over to 804-375-5011. Do it right now and vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. It is 456 Jeff Katz News Radio, WRBA. 503 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, it is Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yeah. Great texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. About a half an hour-ish from now. Give you a chance to win some tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. They're coming in August the 31st. Tonight, up in Doswell, you've got Jamie Johnson. And I do want to remind you that tomorrow, Rain, that amazing Broadway-style tribute to the Beatles, is going to be at Chesterfield After Hours. The only proviso I'm going to provide here, the warning I'm going to give to everyone, is that the weather right now is kind of nasty. Lots of heavy rain, lots of thunderstorms, and so before you do venture out, oh, and flood warnings as well. We've been very fortunate. I haven't, this part of Hanover County, we don't really see much in the way of flooding, thank God. But I know Chesterfield, boy, you guys get slammed, it seems like, all the time. But that being said, before you head out tonight, you probably want to double check and make sure that the event is still going on. As an example, Hanover Vegetable Farm did have something tonight, and I know that they canceled that. Okay, so we've got a lot that we have to discuss as we head through this final hour. And some of it is really, really entertaining for, again, all the wrong reasons. Oh, gosh, all the wrong reasons. Do you remember Rick Wilson? Rick Wilson was one of those Trump-hating establishment Republican types who set up, what do they call it? The Lincoln Project. They just hated Donald Trump. I don't know exactly why they hated Donald Trump. I think some of it had to do with the fact that Donald Trump just didn't play by the rules. Right? He was a disruptor, as they say. Donald Trump broke a lot of stuff, right? Little shiny things, and we all love them inside the RNs, and he just came in like a bulldozer, got rid of crap, and then promised to get rid of more crap. And some of these guys, like this Rick Wilson, well, that's their crap. They've had that crap for generations. You know, they got a little tiny piece of the Republican National Committee, and that's where they make their money, and that's how they get to go to all the right parties and drive the right cars and the rest of this. And Donald Trump said, hey, I am here because the American people want me to be here. I am here because the American people said, we don't like the way things are getting done right now. Go in there and fix it. And they got upset. Well, this Rick Wilson character is apparently still upset. And he appeared on MSNBC. Now, I know exactly what you're thinking. He was on MSNBC. So, frankly, you know, nobody saw him. I saw him. I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. It's okay. It's all right. You're welcome. But I want you to take a listen because it's priceless is what it is. Cut number two, please.
Example of the difference in the two parties that as a former Republican, I can tell you if Donald Trump tomorrow said, I'm a cannibal, I love to eat live babies, I barbecue them at Mar-a-Lago every day, every single Republican would go, well, yes, it's the new fashionable meat. This is what we should all be doing. They would get in lockstep. Here's why they have a political powerhouse, in that unity and that loyalty, is they understand that this is a race that matters. If Democrats think right now they're going to have some baroque, bizarro world candidate switch, flip-flop, they're overlooking two things. Joe Biden had 14 million Democratic voters come out and vote for him in the primary this year. He has all the delegates at the convention. It's not my job to tell Joe Biden what to do. It's my job, and it should be everyone's job in the Democratic Party right now, to turn their fire on the one person who will destroy them and the country, Donald Trump. Every single day, I wake up and go, what is the best and highest use of my time? And my time is best used taking an iron pipe to Donald Trump's kneecaps. It is best for everyone to remember that if you play this game out past the convention, you will have given Donald Trump a two-month vacation where he works on his golf game as Democrats sit in a circular firing squad. This has got to stop. The unity, look, and at the end of the day, whether the candidate is Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or some guy from behind the bus station, we're running against a guy who will destroy this country by implementing his Project 2025 blueprint. And no matter how much Donald Trump says he didn't do Project 2025, it's got his revolting DNA all over it. This is a guy who, if we don't focus on the fact that this is a race against Donald Trump, a referendum in this country against Donald Trump, we're going to end up with four more years of Donald Trump. This is something I hope my Democratic friends and allies and colleagues will wake the hell up and understand that no matter what your inner party dispute about Joe Biden is right now, you better turn the machine back on and attack Trump every minute, every day, every hour without stop.
Amen.
Wow. Holy moly, man. There is a part of me that says I don't honestly even know what to say. You know what Trump derangement syndrome is, right? Rick Wilson is the poster child for Trump derangement syndrome. And I do apologize if your head popped off its shoulders as you were listening to that. You're right. No, Jeremy is right. He said I should have had one of those disclaimers before we played that. I apologize. That's my bad. So I would say gather up your head, put it back, and I'll let you know the next time there's going to be something that could have your head screw right off and hit the ceiling. He's insane, Rick Wilson. There was a time where people like Rick Wilson would be, well, they'd be hospitalized. Because apparently there is a man living inside his head, I hope rent-free, dictating everything that he says or does throughout the day, and it's not him. Could you imagine being that obsessed, that deranged, that demented? But I did think it was important for you to hear that. Rick Wilson is one of those guys who had a fancy schmancy life because he was a Republican Party insider. And then Donald Trump said, I'm not here for the party. I'm here for the people. And this Rick Wilson man has held that grudge. I still don't know what it is that Donald Trump has done or said that is inspiring so much of this Trump derangement syndrome. You've seen it too, right? I know John Reed has oftentimes talked about our manager, who is a Democrat, who's also a demented left-winger. And, you know, Guttman is his bestest buddy, which is why Guttman has got his little show. Right? It's just the truth. Just got to speak the truth here. Truth to power, yada, yada, yada. And those two guys, I'm telling you, they hate Donald Trump. They can't explain to you why, but they hate him. Hate him. I've heard John talk about that. Oh, and John can't understand it. I can't understand it. I look at Donald Trump and I'm thinking, well, there's some things I would want you to do, and in all candor, some things I would not want you to do. Given some of President Trump's prior comments that certain people find very, very objectionable, I probably would not ask you to give, like, dating tips to my son. Probably not. But I have to tell you, what I do want is to save this country for my sons. Donald Trump has a great sense of humor, and that's another part of him that bothers so many of these left-wing wackos. In the case of Rick Wilson, just a wacko. Trump jokes about things, and these guys have absolutely, positively no sense of humor, unless they are mocking or insulting or demeaning a conservative. Then that's funny, you see. They'll laugh at that all day long. But Donald Trump makes a joke.
Well, you know, he said he was going to be a dictator on day one.
Right. It was a joke.
Well, I don't trust him.
Okay, well, I don't trust you. There are plenty of people who I've learned not to trust. How do you treat people becomes the question. You take them at their word at first, do you not? Until they prove you wrong? Right? I always give people the benefit of the doubt, or at least I try to. But once you prove to me that you're a liar, I don't trust you anymore. I find it especially distasteful when you lie about lying. Then it's just downright insulting. That's how I look at people. And I've told you before, I don't hate people. There's some types of people I probably hate, like child molesters. I hate you. People who abuse animals. Yeah, I hate you. But somebody with whom I disagree, not a chance I'm going to hate you. It takes too much energy. I'm too lazy to do that. I'm sloth like, I guess. I'd rather be on my couch enjoying my life or somewhere else enjoying my life as opposed to sitting around somewhere with you living rent-free in my head so that I can hate you. Not going to happen. But this Rick Wilson, dude, and leftists in general, you'll find it, you hear it, you see it, you read it. They've all got this anti-Trump thing, which, when push comes to shove, when you look at Donald Trump's actual platform, his actual policies and beliefs, they really shouldn't be all that upset about it, and yet, well, they are. It is 5:14, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. And taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, who is this germ? That's Jeremy. My friend Jeremy, who is the he's the executive producer of this here little show. Pixie was promoted, as you know. She is now the senior executive producer of this here little show. And what's interesting, Pixie, as the senior executive producer, has actually won Employee of the Month now for going on 4 years straight. It's amazing. Jeremy, you got to step up your game. But you got a chance. I mean, there's probably some nice consolation prize somewhere. But, yeah, that's who Germ is, Jeremy. Who is my fine, upstanding producer? Does a great job. Very, very, very happy to have him as part of the team. We almost won Best Employer in the Richmond Times Dispatch Best of Competition, right, Jerm? Weren't we nominated for Best Place to Work? Yeah. Now, we didn't make it through to the finals, so that just means somebody had a good time nominating us, I guess. Although, I did think it funny that we were also nominated for the best OBGYN practice in Central Virginia. Not qualified in either one of those categories. Do we have just enough time for Joy Behar? God, what a miserable person she is.
President Biden is fighting right now for his political future. Yeah. A Democratic National Committee Chair, Jamie Harrison. I know, Harrison, of course, is still in Biden's corner, but he's losing more high-profile support. George Clooney wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times claiming that after he saw Biden's condition at the recent fundraiser, he doesn't think he's up for the gig. George Clooney. Couldn't he tell him that in person, for God's sakes? He has to write an op-ed piece. And Obama's former speechwriter, Jon Favreau, claims he's not the only one. Watch.
Every single person I talked to at the fundraiser thought the same thing, except for the people working for Joe Biden, or at least they didn't say that.
People don't even, I don't think they understand what's at stake yet. I really don't. When you see that these two people, Trump, the convicted felon, is neck and neck with a man who actually saved the economy. The World Bank said last month that the U.S. economy under Biden is boosting up the entire global economy right now. Why doesn't George Clooney mention that in his op-ed piece? Mm. I'm mad at George Clooney right now, even though we dated.
As a Democrat, well, actually, as an independent who votes Democrat mostly, I'm ashamed that they're telling us to put our head down and shut up. I think it's disgusting.
Well, but
anti-democratic.
But there's this pylon about the guy. Let's say he does run. They're going to use all of these negative attacks on him and all their stupid ads that they're going to start running.
It's democracy. He needs to still be able to win and defend it.
It harms the guy. It harms him a lot.
But it's not our job to protect
him. You know what people don't understand? You're not just voting for a president. Mm-hmm. You're voting for a Supreme Court. You're voting for an administration.
Biden's backing the entire
cabinet. You're voting for a
cabinet. Now, as demented as Joy Reid is, she is right in one respect. You are voting for all of those things, which, quite frankly, is the reason I'll be voting for Donald Trump. I don't want Joe Biden or his handlers or his puppet masters, whoever they might be, to get any closer to the levers of power than they are right now. What is also fascinating to see, you are now watching Barack Obama try and undo Joe Biden. That's what's going on here. Obama's figured out that Biden is no longer the useful presidential meat puppet, and it's Obama, apparently, behind the scenes, who is maneuvering to get Biden out. This is all about power. They are power-hungry folks. And if they will do this to someone who is allegedly a friend like Joe Biden, just imagine what they're capable of when it comes to you and me. Just take that to heart. All right. A couple of minutes from now, I've got tickets for you to come and see the KC and the Sunshine Band. It's up in my area, Doswell. We'll do that at 5:35-ish. It is 5:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I know that you are going to be listening to In the Garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio program anywhere on God's green earth, and I will be enjoying it as well. 5:34-ish. Is ish covered in both directions? I believe that it is. You know, I tell you that I'm going to give you a chance to win the tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, which is at Meadow Event Park in Doswell up near me. And it's August the 31st. I said I was going to do it at 5:35-ish. And I started talking about a 5:35. I think that covers the ish, but you know what? It's now 5:35. So I'm saying we are covered, ish or no ish. So if you would like a pair of those tickets, here's what you're going to do. You are going to call us. Yes, call us at 833-804-1140. Caller, Are we doing it easy, Germ? I mean, do you just want caller 11, or would you like to do the 1,140th? Caller number 11 will be good. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the number you're going to call. If you are the lucky 11th caller, you will get a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. I need you to take a listen to a few more snippets from Joe Biden. Joe Biden held what was called the Big Boy Press Conference. It had pre-arranged questions, obviously. You've got these two talk radio operations, one in Philadelphia, one in Milwaukee, getting all this sort of negative attention because they agreed to only ask Joe Biden the questions that he wanted asked. And in the case of the Milwaukee station, they actually agreed to ditch two comments from Joe Biden that really should have been in there. And last night, Joe Biden at the so-called Big Boy press conference had a list that he was given of almost reporters that he was supposed to ask the questions. Do you think those books weren't cooked? Because if you do, man, would I like to play poker with you. They set this up as best they could for Joe Biden to succeed. And even with that, man, oh, man, he's still Joe Biden. Cut number 4.
Felicia Schwartz, Financial Times.
Thank you, Mr. President. The presidency is the most straining job in the world, and it's 24/7. How can you say you'll be up for that next year, in 2 years, in 4 years, given the limits you've acknowledged that you have today?
The limits I've acknowledged I have?
There's been reporting that you've acknowledged that you need to go to bed earlier and your evening around 8.
That's not true. Look, what I said was, instead of my every day starting at 7 and going to bed at midnight, it'd be smarter for me to pace myself a little more. And I said, for example, the 8, 7, 6 stuff, instead of starting a fundraiser at 9 o'clock, start at 8 o'clock. People get to go home by 10 o'clock. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about. And if you looked at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake in the debate, I mean, my schedule has been full bore. I've done, where's Trump been? Riding around in his golf cart, filling out his scorecard before he hits the ball? I mean, look, he's done virtually nothing. And I have, I don't know how many, don't hold me to it, roughly 20 major events. Some of them with thousands of people showing up. And so I just think it's better. I always have an inclination, whether I was playing sports or doing politics, just to keep going, not stop. I just got to just pace myself a little more. Pace myself. And the next debate, I'm not going to be traveling in the 15 time zones a week before. Anyway, that's what it was about. That's what it was about. And by the way, even with that, I love my staff. But they add things all the time. At the very end, I'm catching hell from my wife. Anyway,
you're a feeble dude. You're 81 years old, and God bless you. If you were 81 years old doing what you're doing, kind of saying what you're saying, and you were in any other role, people would say, man, he's good for him, right? 81 years old, Kinahara, look at him. God bless him. But you're not in any other role. You are supposed to be the president of the United States. You can't even manage this obviously pre-scripted, this created, quote, big boy press conference. And then you add in the fact that Joe Biden is a bad human being on top of it. Not just someone whose policies are wrong, but he himself personally is an evil person, an absolutely abominable excuse for a human being. So who's really pulling the strings? Who's really doing the decision-making? And we know a couple of things have happened in the last 2 weeks since he put in that appalling appearance in that debate. We know that Dr. Jill Biden has really moved up into the total control zone. Nothing is happening with this guy unless she has okayed it. And according to reports, Hunter Biden, crackhead, the first crackhead of the United States, a convicted felon himself, is now apparently in the White House, and people are saying he is acting as the chief of staff for his father. Does any of this sound good to you? Honestly, does any of it sound good? Let me give you another example of a Joe Biden screw-up last night. Cut number five, please.
I've said before, Russia will not prevail in this war. Ukraine will prevail in this war, and we'll stand with them every single step of the way. That's what the compact says, loudly and clearly. And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Thank you so much.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, it's fantastic. You're Vladimir Putin, you're Volodymyr, well, whoever you are, it is, you know, where the thing. We got to beat the thing, the Putin thing. If Putin's got a thing, we shouldn't let him have the thing. You did realize, as you were listening to that, those poor people in the audience, all props, by the way, they're all props. They're all there for Biden. They didn't know what the heck they were supposed to do. Are we supposed to whistle and clap and hoot and holler? Are we supposed to hang our heads? What's the signal? Somebody throw us. Steal second. Okay, that's what we should do. It's a total embarrassment, a total clown show, is how you would appropriately describe this team that surrounds Joe Biden. It's dangerous. I don't know how to make that any clearer. But I want Joe Biden. Stay in this race. Don't you dare drop out. Don't do it, Joey. They're picking on you. You know? They're just like they always did. Your little Joe from Scranton or Wilmington or Philadelphia or Saskatchewan. I don't know, wherever the hell you're from this week. But I'm telling you, they're picking on you, Joey. Don't let them do it. You put on your big boy pants and you stay in the race. You can almost not even see the strings on your hands anymore. Someday, you're going to be a real boy. It's going to happen. And anybody who wants to support this effort, remember, I started the hashtag Run Joe Run. Put it up on Facebook, put it up on X, put it up on Instagram, wherever you are. But use that hashtag Run Joe Run. Hashtag Run Joe Run. While you're over there, do me a favor, vote for me, please. I feel like a politician in this sense, but it's very important. You know, the Jeff Katz Show has won the Best Afternoon Radio Show for the last 4 years, and we would like to do it again. Yeah. Here's how you do it. You text the number 980 to 804-375-5011. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. Okay? That's how you vote by text. You vote by text, and you should vote via text once each and every day right through July 28th. And if you want to vote online, type in tinyurl.com/votejeff24. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! It is indeed Friday, isn't it? Self high fives all the way around. We have made it. I'm slightly distracted. Not like Joe Biden distracted, you know, something shiny or a squirrel. No, I'm looking at the rest of the weather coming up. I got news for you. We're getting back into the soup. Monday, 100 degrees possible. Tuesday, 101 as a possible high temp. That's hot. That's really hot. That's damn hot is what it is. 101 degrees. Germ, do we have just enough time? I think we have just enough time to hear one more priceless little snippet from Joe, what's his face? You know, his the thing. What is he? The president. Right. Cut number six.
Mr. President, your political future has hung over the NATO summit a little bit this week. Speaker Pelosi made a point of suggesting that your decision on whether to stay in the race was still open. George Clooney and a handful of lawmakers have called on you to step aside. Reuters is reporting tonight that UAW leadership is concerned about your ability to win.
UAW just endorsed me, but go ahead.
Thank you. My question for you is, how are you incorporating these developments into your decision to stay? And separately, what concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
Oh, yeah. Let's start there. That's number one. Yeah, let's start there with Vice President Trump. Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me again what a fine, upstanding job he is doing as President of the United States. Gang, all I'm going to say, you want to save this country? Then you get better somehow, some way, put aside your concern about a mean tweet 5 years ago or an off-color locker room comment 10 years ago. We've got one option to save this country. And the more that these folks on the left twist and turn the way that they are, the better off it is for Americans. Because it would be not just the president, but the House and the Senate. Hey, it is Friday. So, of course, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you're Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. As we do every Friday since October the 7th, we end with Hatikvah. That is the national anthem of Israel. It is Hebrew for the hope. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God willing, we do it all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Nefesh Yehudi Umiya Vatem Mizrach Nadima Ayin Letzion Tzofia Ot lo avda tikvatenu
GYN practice in Central Virginia. Not qualified in either one of those categories. Do we have just enough time for Joy Behar? God, what a miserable person she is.
President Biden is fighting right now for his political future. Yeah. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison, of course, is still in Biden's corner, but he's losing more high-profile support. George Clooney wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times claiming that after he saw Biden's condition at the recent fundraiser, he doesn't think he's up for the gig. George Clooney. Couldn't he tell him that in person, for God's sakes? He has to write an op-ed piece. And Obama's former speechwriter, Jon Favreau, claims he's not the only one. Watch.
Every single person I talked to at the fundraiser thought the same thing, except for the people working for Joe Biden, or at least they didn't say that.
People don't even, I don't think they understand what's at stake yet. I really don't. When you see that these two people, Trump, the convicted felon, is neck and neck with a man who actually saved the economy. The World Bank said last month that the U.S. economy under Biden is boosting up the entire global economy right now. Why doesn't George Clooney mention that in his op-ed piece? I'm mad at George Clooney right now, even though we dated.
I wish. Yeah. As a Democrat, well, actually, as an independent who votes Democrat mostly, I'm ashamed that they're telling us to put our head down and shut up. I think it's disgusting.
Well, but the
anti-democratic.
But there's this pylon about the guy. Let's say he does run. They're going to use all of these negative attacks on him and all their stupid ads that they're going to start running.
It's democracy. It needs to still be able to win and defend it.
It harms the guy. It harms him a lot.
But it's not our job to protect.
You know what people don't understand? You're not just voting for a president. Mm-hmm. You're voting for a Supreme Court. You're voting for an administration.
Biden's backing the entire
cabinet.
Now, as demented as Joy Reid is, she is right in one respect. You are voting for all of those things, which, quite frankly, is the reason I'll be voting for Donald Trump. I don't want Joe Biden or his handlers or his puppet masters, whoever they might be, to get any closer to the levers of power than they are right now. What is also fascinating to see, you are now watching Barack Obama try and undo Joe Biden. That's what's going on here. Obama's figured out that Biden is no longer the useful presidential meat puppet, and it's Obama, apparently, behind the scenes, who is maneuvering to get Biden out. This is all about power. They are power-hungry folks. And if they will do this to someone who is allegedly a friend like Joe Biden, just imagine what they're capable of when it comes to you and me. Just take that to heart. All right. A couple of minutes from now, I've got tickets for you to come and see the KC and the Sunshine Band. It's up in my area, Doswell. We'll do that at 5:35-ish. It is 5:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I know that you are going to be listening to In the Garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio program anywhere on God's green earth, and I will be enjoying it as well. 5:34-ish. Is ish covered in both directions? I believe that it is. You know, I tell you that I'm going to give you a chance to win the tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, which is at Meadow Event Park in Doswell up near me. And it's August the 31st. I said I was going to do it at 5:35-ish. And I started talking about a 5:34. I think that covers the ish, but you know what? It's now 5:35. So I'm saying we are covered, ish or no ish. So if you would like a pair of those tickets, here's what you're going to do. You are going to call us. Yes, call us at 833-804-1140. Caller, are we doing it easy, Germ? I mean, do you just want caller 11, or would you like to do the 1,140th? Caller number 11 will be good. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the number you're going to call. If you are the lucky 11th caller, you will get a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. I need you to take a listen to a few more snippets from Joe Biden. Joe Biden held what was called the Big Boy Press Conference. It had pre-arranged questions, obviously. You've got these two talk radio operations, one in Philadelphia, one in Milwaukee, getting all this sort of negative attention because they agreed to only ask Joe Biden the questions that he wanted asked, and in the case of the Milwaukee station, they actually agreed to ditch two comments from Joe Biden that really should have been in there. And last night, last night, Joe Biden, at the so-called big boy press conference, had a list that he was given of almost reporters that he was supposed to ask the questions. Do you think those books weren't cooked? Because if you do, man, would I like to play poker with you. They set this up as best they could for Joe Biden to succeed. And even with that, man, oh, man, he's still Joe Biden. Cut number four.
Felicia Schwartz, Financial Times.
Thank you, Mr. President. The presidency is the most straining job in the world, and it's 24/7. How can you say you'll be up for that next year, in 2 years, in 4 years, given the limits you've acknowledged that you have today?
The limits I've acknowledged I have?
There's been reporting that you've acknowledged that you need to go to bed earlier and your evening around 8.
That's not true. Look, what I said was, instead of my every day starting at 7 and going to bed at midnight, it'd be smarter for me to pace myself a little more. And I said, for example, the 8, 7, 6 stuff, instead of starting a fundraiser at 9 o'clock, start at 8 o'clock. People get to go home by 10 o'clock. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about. And if you looked at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake in the debate, I mean, my schedule has been full bore. I've done, where's Trump been? Riding around in his golf cart, filling out his scorecard before he hits the ball? I mean, look, he's done virtually nothing. And I have, I don't know how many, don't hold me to it, roughly 20 major events. Someone with thousands of people showing up. And so I just think it's better. I always have an inclination, whether I was playing sports or doing politics, just to keep going, not stop. I just got to just pace myself a little more. Pace myself. And the next debate, I'm not going to be traveling in the 15 time zones a week before. Anyway, that's what it was about. That's what it was about. And by the way, even with that, I love my staff. But they add things all the time. At the very end, I'm catching hell from my wife for that. Anyway,
you're a feeble dude. You're 81 years old, and God bless you. If you were 81 years old doing what you're doing, kind of saying what you're saying, and you were in any other role, people would say, man, he's good for him, right? 81 years old, Kinahara, look at him. God bless him. But you're not in any other role. You are supposed to be the president of the United States. You can't even manage this obviously pre-scripted, this created, quote, big boy press conference. And then you add in the fact that Joe Biden is a bad human being on top of it. Not just someone whose policies are wrong, but he himself personally is an evil person, an absolutely abominable excuse for a human being. So who's really pulling the strings? Who's really doing the decision-making? And we know a couple of things have happened in the last 2 weeks since he put in that appalling appearance in that debate. We know that Dr. Jill Biden has really moved up into the total control zone. Nothing is happening with this guy unless she has okayed it. And according to reports, Hunter Biden, crackhead, the first crackhead of the United States, a convicted felon himself, is now apparently in the White House, and people are saying he is acting as the chief of staff for his father. Does any of this sound good to you? Honestly, does any of it sound good? Let me give you another example of a Joe Biden screw-up last night. Cut number five, please.
I've said before, Russia will not prevail in this war. Ukraine will prevail in this war. And we'll stand with them every single step of the way. That's what the compact says, loudly and clearly. And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Thank you so much.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, it's fantastic. You're Vladimir Putin. You're Volodymyr. Well, whoever you are, it is. You know where it, the thing. We gotta beat the thing. The Putin thing. If Putin's got a thing, we shouldn't let him have the thing. You did realize, as you were listening to that, those poor people in the audience, all props, by the way, they're all props, they're all there for Biden. They didn't know what the heck they were supposed to do. Are we supposed to whistle and clap and hoot and holler? Are we supposed to hang our heads? What's the signal? Somebody throw us, steal second. Okay, that's what we should do. It's a total embarrassment, a total clown show, is how you would appropriately describe this team that surrounds Joe Biden. It's dangerous. I don't know how to make that any clearer. But I want Joe Biden. Stay in this race. Don't you dare drop out. Don't do it, Joey. They're picking on you. You know? They're just like they always did. Your little Joe from Scranton or Wilmington or Philadelphia or Saskatchewan. I don't know, wherever the hell you're from this week. But I'm telling you, they're picking on you, Joey. Don't let them do it. You put on your big boy pants and you stay in the race. You can almost not even see the strings on your hands anymore. Someday, you're going to be a real boy. It's going to happen. And anybody who wants to support this effort, remember, I started the hashtag Run Joe Run. Put it up on Facebook, put it up on X, put it up on Instagram, wherever you are. But use that hashtag Run Joe Run. Hashtag Run Joe Run. While you're over there, do me a favor, vote for me, please. I feel like a politician in this sense, but it's very important. You know, the Jeff Katz Show has won the Best Afternoon Radio Show for the last 4 years, and we would like to do it again. Yeah. Here's how you do it. You text the number 980 to 804-375-5011. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. Okay? That's how you vote by text. You vote by text, and you should vote via text once each and every day right through July 28th. And if you want to vote online, type in tinyurl.com/votejeff24. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! It is indeed Friday, isn't it? Self-high-fives all the way around. We have made it. I'm slightly distracted. Not like Joe Biden distracted, you know, something shiny or a squirrel. No, I'm looking at the rest of the weather coming up. I got news for you. We're getting back into the soup. Monday, 100 degrees possible. Tuesday, 101 as a possible high temp. That's hot. That's really hot. That's damn hot is what it is. 101 degrees. Germ, do we have just enough time? I think we have just enough time to hear one more priceless little snippet from Joe. What's his face? You know, his the thing. What is he? The president. Right. Cut number six.
Mr. President, your political future has hung over the NATO summit a little bit this week. Speaker Pelosi made a point of suggesting that your decision on whether to stay in the race was still open. George Clooney and a handful of lawmakers have called on you to step aside. Reuters is reporting tonight that UAW leadership is concerned about your ability to win.
UAW just endorsed me, but go ahead.
Thank you. My question for you is, how are you incorporating these developments into your decision to stay? And separately, what concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
Oh, yeah. Let's start there. That's number one. Yeah, let's start there with Vice President Trump. Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me again what a fine, upstanding job he is doing as president of the United States. Gang, all I'm going to say, you want to save this country? Then you get better somehow, some way, put aside your concern about a mean tweet 5 years ago or an off-color locker room comment 10 years ago. We've got one option to save this country. And the more that these folks on the left twist and turn the way that they are, the better off it is for Americans. Because it would be not just the president, but the House and the Senate. Hey, it is Friday. So, of course, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you're Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. As we do every Friday since October the 7th, we end with Hatikva. That is the national anthem of Israel. It is Hebrew for the hope. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God willing, we do it all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Nefesh Yehudi, Umiyah.